2019 Big Bright Minds, put on by the fine folks at Filene. And in the studio lounge is Mr. Walt Aegis from CU Seoul. Walt, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks.
Good, good. How's the conference going for you? We had a full day yesterday, and we're going into our second day today.
It's fantastic. I just talked to George Hoffheimer and told him, I said, this is the best, one of the best conferences I've been to in a long, long, long time, if not one of the best ever.
There's definitely...
Very vibrant people, vibrant buzz.
Well, and they want to participate, they want to be engaged, they want to learn. Not that other conferences people go there and not want to learn, but this one, it's, I think it's up a little bit level, you know?
They take it
to a whole nother level, and it's really cool to see.
Yeah.
So before we get into more details, though, tell us about CU Seoul, because you came up yesterday to me and introduced yourself, and we started talking a little bit and went, well, I want people to know a little bit more about what you guys are doing.
Sure. So CU Seoul is a CUSO. Formed initially by two credit unions, one in Albuquerque, New Mexico, it's about a $1 billion credit union, and one in Guam. So really interesting, diverse fields of membership and all those types of things. We have a couple of major initiatives, charges, missions. One is to develop and implement products and services, and not only for small and mid-sized shops, we call them emerging credit unions, but for mid-sized shops that have difficulty innovating and implementing technology and obviously affording technology. Mm-hmm. So we want to bring affordable solutions. One of the things that I love about US Eagle, one of our owners, is they've merged a number of credit unions over the years because they're a big shop in a small, medium-sized state.
Mm-hmm.
But they realized in their strategic planning process that they weren't really getting any great value, benefit, scale. They really believed they were helping the marketplace by doing it. But the reality is, as we talked about it strategically, is that, you know, what if we could devise a way to help save those charters?
Yeah.
Because we're going to regret losing all these charters. We lose 200 to 250 charters a year. We're going to regret it someday, if not now.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can provide the products and services those smaller, mid-sized shops need to survive, and maybe even help run the credit union for some period of time until they can get more stable, that's the right thing to do. Obviously, the CUSO can generate some revenue from that, which is great. Sustain the CUSO and sustain the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big charge, but the real thing is to develop products and services and bring those products to the marketplace that smaller mid-sized shops really need without having to merge. So
that makes sense. Cool. So you're kind of extending, if not permanently extending, these credit unions' lives, essentially, right?
That's the
objective. Kind of the objective? Yeah.
And you know, there's a couple hundred mergers a year. We know we can't save everybody. That'd be the altruistic mission. But even if we can save 20 or 30 or 40 credit unions from merging every year, 10 years from now, we could have 300, 400, 500, 600 credit union clients and owners of the CUSO. And imagine what we could do with that type of scale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would clearly understand the needs of the marketplace because our billion-dollar credit union, they realize they can't relate to $100 million or $50 million shop today.
Right.
But we could really sustain the marketplace. And there's really nobody else out there doing that. So we just saw kind of a gap, a niche, and we're going to give this a shot and make it work.
Right on. How long have you guys been around?
A little over a year and a half,
almost
2 years.
Okay.
Formed, the CUSO was formed just about 2 years ago, and we've got a couple years of kind of ongoing development. We have a couple products already. We're not just talking the talk; we're walking the walk, which is good.
Yeah.
So
that's important. Yeah, especially in this industry where credit unions talk to other credit unions, going, "Hey, how are those CU Seoul folks doing over there?" And when they talk great about you, then we're all in as well. So that's a great part. That's a great thing about this industry.
Yes.
So what are some goals going into 2020? Obviously, to curtail the merging, the losing of the smaller credit unions, that stuff. What else is on the docket for you guys?
I mean, hopefully curtailing mergers, it's not necessarily a secondary, but we think that'll happen as kind of a normal part of the process of transition.
Mm-hmm.
We're really developing new products for 2020. We currently have, CU Seoul owns 5% of CU Lending Edge, which is a loan origination platform, indirect, direct, does a number of things for kind of a turnkey process for credit unions. We aligned with DFA, Deep Future Analytics, to help with CU Seoul, and of course, that's kind of a slowed down or dead issue today, but it'll come back.
Yeah.
So we've got those two products. In 2020, it's really about product development. We have two major, if not three major, products on the plate. One is a payday loan alternative loan type process.
Good move.
That could be a full national loan program for credit unions, as well as this has been driven by some of the New Mexico credit unions, but a domestic violence relief process that includes...
This is, Filene talks about that.
Yes, and they've been involved with another credit union, a couple credit unions across the country, and we would like to do something a little different, but the need is huge. I mean, it's huge in New Mexico, mm-hmm. so we're going to pilot it in New Mexico, okay. and then we want to roll this out nationally over time. And even though that's not going to be a big money maker for credit unions or the CUSO, but every time we've met like four times this year on this, and we're moving it towards an actual implementation mm-hmm. of August of 2020, mm-hmm. which is the 100th anniversary of women's right to vote
really?
In the United
oh,
States.
So it's move.
So
I like
it's
the
all
timing.
It's all tied into that. We've already got the plaza in downtown Albuquerque booked, and the mayor's on board with the
that's
team
awesome.
And everything. So
that's awesome.
So it's about product development and implementation. We don't want to. We talk about what's needed out there, and then we're trying to pick one or two products currently, mm-hmm. at least a year, to get yeah. out there in the marketplace. So yeah, it's about product development.
Sound like life-changing products, obviously, and services
so.
And things like that. And even
we
life-changing
so.
For the credit unions, yes. ones we might lose, you know, then those folks are like, oh my gosh, what do we do? So
yeah.
if you're stepping in and helping them out as far as products and services and jobs, wow.
Yeah.
You guys are doing some really credit union type work, so that's really good stuff.
Very heavily philosophically driven, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But business driven also. It's mm-hmm. got to make sense. It's got to
yeah,
be viable from a business standpoint.
Right, right, yeah. right. Well, good stuff. Anything else to add? Well, where can we find out more about CU Soul?
CUSoul.org.
There you go.
You know,
it's that simple.
Terrific.
Good stuff. All right,
well,
thank you so much.
Let's-